Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Hello my friends, so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And today, it's part two of Comedy Records. We had lots of fun last week with plenty left over, so we'll do it again today. And of course, we have our countdown. Today we go back to the second weekend of August in 1954. So that's what's on our agenda today, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin on the countdown from this weekend in 1954, using Billboard Magazine's bestsellers chart. And coming in at number 10, Les Paul and Mary Ford.
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to so why should I pretend I'll lose in the end? I'm a fool to care.
Great Les Paul and his singing bride, Mary Ford, I'm a Fool to Care. Record number 10 this weekend in 1954. It would reach number 6 on the jukebox chart, their 16th top 10 hit. So, what was it like in our world of 71 years ago? Well, the President of the United States was Dwight Eisenhower. The Vice President is Richard Nixon. And the population of the USA is at 163 million. And new this summer, two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. They are under God. Something big is coming soon to Southern California. Walt Disney and Associates have announced plans to build a $9 million park on a 160-acre tract, and its name will be Disneyland. Also new here in 54, Peanut M&M's, Kraft's Cracker Barrel Natural Cheese, and Trix Breakfast Cereal. New in the sky this summer, the Boeing 707. The maiden flight of America's first jet airliner was July 15th. Meanwhile, the military has a new plane, too. It's the B-52 Stratofortress.
Meet the B-52, most powerful bomber of them all. Its speed is a guarded secret, but it is in excess of 600 miles per hour. Its tail stands 50 feet above the runway, higher than a four-story building.
The B-52 went into service here in August of 1954. And we're back on the countdown now at number 9. It's the first hit for the sister group, who became stars on The Arthur Godfrey Show, the McGuire Sisters.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night. Just can't treat you right. Oh, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Now my mother and my father, they might hear if I stay here too long.
McGuire Sisters. Just about everyone knew Christine, Dorothy, and Phyllis, who came out of Miamisburg, Ohio, and were discovered on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. They're still singing on his shows, but now they're putting out their own records. And that was their first hit, and it was debuting in the top 10 this week in Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night. It would peak at number 7. It's the second weekend of August, 1954, on Today Seems Like Old Times. And from the business world, back in January, General Motors President Harlow H. Curtis boldly announced a new $1 billion expansion program. And he predicted that GM would build more than 3 million cars and trucks this year. Last week, when GM issued its report for the second quarter, the figures proved that Curtis knew what he was talking about. The sales totaled $2.6 billion. Now, that was 7% below the record of 1953. But net earnings, helped by the death of the excess profit tax, reached $236 million. That's up 47% from a year ago, the second highest in company history. And sales of cars and trucks from GM's U.S. plants in the first half of the year totaled 1.7 million, well on the road to Curtis's 3 million forecast for the year. Meanwhile, over at Ford, they have an ad campaign aimed at women drivers.
A man's work is from sun to sun, but a woman's work, well, that practically stops the second she slides behind the wheel of a Ford. With a touch and a button, she can raise or lower the seat or move it forward or backward automatically. She presses another button to raise or lower the windows. Now she moves the Ford-O-Matic lever to drive and enjoys automatic shifting no matter how many stops and starts she has to make. And speaking of stops, all it takes is a gentle touch on the pedal with Ford's new Swift Sure Power Brakes to stop smoothly and quickly.
For the first time ever, power windows and a four-way power seat in the 54 Fords. And now back to the countdown. Coming in at number 8 this weekend, it's Frank Weir, The Happy Wanderer.
happened out to go a-wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valerie, 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 join my happy song. Valerie, 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 come join my happy song. I wave my hand
Frank Weir's Orchestra and Chorus. At number 8 this week in 54, The Happy Wanderer. That was meandering down the charts after peaking at number 4 for the British saxophonist with an adaptation of a German song. Well, here's a bonus hit from outside the top 10 this week, the latest from Dean Martin, Sway.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. sway me smooth, sway me now. You know how, sway me smooth, sway me now.
37-year-old Dean Martin and his latest record is Sway with the Dix DeBeal Orchestra. That's down at number 19 on the sales chart. It peaked at number 15. Here in August of 1954, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're having another round of laughs. Yeah, a second installment of Comedy Songs. And we begin today with a performer we just lost a few weeks ago. This is Tom Lehrer.
Some of you who have small children may have perhaps been put in the embarrassing position of being unable to do your child's arithmetic homework because of the current revolution in mathematics teaching known as the new math. So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math. Tonight, we're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ad biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1, and if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6, but if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. And carry the 1, so we have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens. Regroup, and you change the 10 to 10 ones, and you add to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3. That's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10 to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but the idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math! New math! It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Now that actually is not the answer that I had in mind, because the book that I got this problem out of wants you to do it in base 8. But don't panic. Base 8 is just like base 10, really, if you're missing 2 fingers. Shall we have a go at it? Hang on. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the 8's place. Now that's really 4 8's, so you make it 3 8's. Regroup, and you change an 8 to 8 1's, and you add to the 2, and you get 1 2 base 8, which is 10 base 10, and you take away 3. That's 7. Okay? Now instead of 4 in the 8's place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 8, to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look at the 64's. 64. How did 64 get into it? I hear you cry. Well, 64 is 8 squared, don't you see? When you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 8 ones. You add those 1s to the 3, and you get 1 3 base 8, or in other words, in base 10, you have 11, and you take away 7, and 7 from 11 is 4. Now go back to the 64s. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Now let's not always see the same hands. One, that's right. Whoever got one can stay after the show and clean the erasers. Hooray for new math, new math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Come back tomorrow night. We're gonna do fractions. What with President Johnson practicing escalatio on the Vietnamese, and then the Dominican crisis on top of that, it has been a nervous year, and people have begun to feel like a Christian Scientist with appendicitis. Fortunately, in times of crisis like this, America always has its number one instrument of diplomacy to fall back on. Here's a song about it. When someone makes a move of which we don't approve, who is it that always intervenes? UN and OAS, they have their place, I guess. But first, send the Marines. We'll send them all we've got. John Wayne and Randolph Scott. Remember those exciting fighting scenes. To the shores of Tripoli, but not to Mississippi. What do? We send the Marines. For might makes right. Until they've seen the light, they've got to be protected, all their rights respected, till somebody we like can be elected. Members of the Corps all hate the thought of war. They'd rather kill them off by peaceful means. Stop calling it aggression. Ooh, we hate that expression. We only want the world to know that we support the status quo. They love us everywhere we go. So when in doubt, send the Marines.
A couple from the late Tom Lehrer. Some political commentary. You like to do that quite often. Send the Marines. And before that, New Math, a subject he knew very well because he was a mathematics professor. Yeah, he taught at his alma mater Harvard, MIT, Wellesley, and California Santa Cruz. Thomas Andrew Lehrer, born in New York City in 1928, and he passed away on July 26th in Cambridge, Massachusetts at the age of 97. Well, here's another funny guy from New York City, but his style was completely different. It's Jimmy Durante.
Folks, ain't that beautiful? My symphony, a masterpiece. I can hear you saying, what is that haunting refrain that I hear in the air? Here and there, everywhere. It's just a beautiful strain that keeps haunting my brain constantly. It's my melody, it's my symphony. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Oh, what a tune, for crooning. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. They've made their own paradise land singing. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo simply means ink, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Listen to that melody. Why, it would add class to any concert. You know, I resent them playing my symphony and jazz. I resent it. But they're paying me for this, so I'm helpless. Really helpless. But if that's what the world wants, I'm your slave. So here it is. A dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. Just a crooner, just a crooner. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy, here comes the finish. Pep it up! Hit it! Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo! What a voice. What a voice. Simply means ink. A dink-a-doo. A dink-a-dee. Good night, folks. Signing off.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From there down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get 'em? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gunboats. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. Got me walking, talking, and squawking, cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
Well, I guess that's a deal breaker for Fats Waller. Your feet's too big. That was his 1939 recording of that tune. And before that, the very first version of Inca Dinka Doo by Jimmy Durante. He made that in 1934. And he introduced it in the film Palooka. It's the second week of Comedy Records on today's Seems Like Old Times. Our trip down memory lane takes us back to the second weekend of August 1954 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And in international news, June 17th, a military coup in Guatemala. Insurgents and anti-communists have toppled the regime of President Guzman. On July 4th in Great Britain, it's the last of food rationing, as the restrictions are taken off of meat. Meanwhile, at the end of July, Great Britain and Egypt reach an agreement on a Suez Canal Pact, ending 72 years of British military occupation. Recent hostilities in the canal zone by guerrillas has cost nearly 150 lives. The agreement calls for 80,000 British troops to leave the canal zone within 20 months after the pact is signed in October. Meanwhile, Korean President Syngman Rhee addressed a joint session of Congress last week, and he had a somber message for the free world. After a note of gratitude for our help during the Korean conflict, Rhee boldly said that the Soviet Union's strategy for world conquest is to lull Americans into a sleep of death by talking peace until they possess enough hydrogen bombs and intercontinental bombers to make a sneak attack on the U.S. He said the Soviets will not stop of its own volition, so the West must stop it now. Rhee said the way to survival is not the way of wishfully hoping for peace, where there is no peace, but rather by swinging the world balance of power so strongly against the communists that they dare not use the weapons they possess. Ree also said that the free world must do what it didn't in the Korean War and overthrow the communist in China. And those are some news headlines from August of 1954. And back on the Billboard chart this week, at number 7, it's Kitty Callan.
How I'd love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight, let the love light in your eyes forever will shine till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you'll never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine. Till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you'll never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine.
The fourth solo top 10 record for Kitty Callan, In the Chapel in the Moonlight. Of course, she was on the charts throughout the 1940s while singing with the big bands Jack Teagarden, Jimmy Dorsey, Harry James, and having a very successful solo career as well. In the Chapel in the Moonlight was at number 7 this week, on its way up to number 4. She was backed by the Jack Plyce Orchestra, and it was a million-selling disc. And now we're off to the movies from 71 summers ago, and what a lineup! Starting with the one-reelers. Well, in June, we were introduced to the newest of the Warner Brothers family, the Tasmanian Devil. He made his debut in Devil May Hair, co-starring, of course, Bugs Bunny, but the latest from Bugs was called Bewitched Bunny, as Bugs tries to rescue Hansel and Gretel from Witch Hazel. And the latest from the Three Stooges is Pals and Gals. Mo, Larry, and Shemp head out west for the benefit of Shemp's health. And now to the main features. Jane Wyman and Rock Hudson star in Magnificent Obsession. And the movie that would dominate the Oscars next year, Elia Kazan's On the Waterfront, with Rod Steiger, Lee Cobb, Carl Malden, and of course, Marlon Brando.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
8 Oscars for On the Waterfront, including Marlon Brando for Best Actor. Also in the movie houses here in the summer of 54, 7 Brides for 7 Brothers, featuring Howard Keel and Jane Powell, Robinson Crusoe with Dan O'Hurley, and another thriller from Hitchcock, Rear Window, with Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly.
Let's start from the beginning again, Jeff. Tell me everything you saw and what you think it means.
Grace Kelly, spectacular as always, in Rear Window. A few more excellent films here from the summer of 54, The High and the Mighty, With a mighty cast, John Wayne, Claire Trevor, Lorraine Day, Robert Stack, Phil Harris. And equally impressive, The Caine Mutiny, with Humphrey Bogart, Fred McMurray, Jose Ferrer, and Van Johnson.
How's it going?
Situation quiet. The captain's been put away for the night.
Layoff.
Steve, you know that I was with you and against Tom in the beginning. But I don't see how the Caine can go on like this much longer. No ship can.
You haven't the experience to know one way or the other.
I'm not blind. I've watched the man.
All right. Captain's in rocky shape, but he'll come out of it. He's got to.
Mr. Merrick, Mr. Keith, the captain wants a meeting of all officers right away.
Now, at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, sir.
You know what it's about?
Yes, sir. Strawberries.
Another sign that Captain Queeg is losing his mind. From The Caine Mutiny, that was Van Johnson, Robert Francis, and James Edwards. And one more movie here from the summer of 54, a romantic adventure set in Rome, Three Coins in the Fountain, starring Dorothy McGuire and Clifton Webb. And the theme song, written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, is on the countdown this week at number 6, and it's sung by the Four Aces.
Make it mine. Make it mine.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness. Thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine.
Number 6 this weekend in 1954, The Four Aces and Three Coins in the Fountain. They were accompanied by the Jack Plyce Orchestra, and that was coming down after spending a week at number 1. And that was their first chart topper, by the way, but it was their fourth million seller. Well, looking further down the charts outside the top 10, I see the latest from Frankie Lane.
Someday you will seek me and find me. Someday, of the days that shall be, oh, surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for you and for me. And
someday in the flush of the spring. My soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king. Of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me a king.
I've always liked that one. Frankie Lane, Someday. And it was on the charts this week in 1954. It got as high as number 14, and he was accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra. It's a memory from 67 years ago that we're enjoying again today on Seems Like Old Times. We're laughing all the way on today's Seems Like Old Times. It's part two of Comedy Records, and here's Andy Griffith.
The song starts off, and this boy is writing a letter to Dorothy Dix. He says, "Dear Dorothy Dix, I'm in the worst fix that I have ever been in." Says, "Just what does a boy do when right out of the blue she invites him in and says,
ooh, make yourself comfortable, baby."
Yeah. Now you can tell right there, friends, that he don't know nothing. Because let me tell you something, it ain't out of no blue that she invited him in there. No, sir. She had everything squared away before she ever got him to the door.
"I've got some records here to put you in the mood."
Yeah, see, she's got Hearts of Stone. That's a real good Courtney record. And all of Roy Acuff's songs.
"The phone is off the hook, so no one can intrude."
See, the reason she took the phone off the hook is so he couldn't get no outside help.
"I feel romantic and the record changer's automatic, baby."
Yeah, I think, friends, by this time that it's pretty clear with her feeling romantic and automatic record changers and everything that she ain't got that boy in there to eat no cake and ice cream. All right, you all go ahead.
"Sweetheart, we've hurried through the dinner, hurried through the dance, left before the picture show was through."
See, he spent all kinds of money on her that night. He did. There ain't no telling how much he dropped at the Bluebird Cafe right by itself. And after going to all of the trouble to take her to the moving pictures, she yanked him out of there before Tex Ritter shot the first Indian. And why did she do all this?
"To leave some time for this, to hug a hug and kiss a kiss now."
Look out now. Look out. See, she said right there that she wants him to kiss her. And she does, friends. She does. What I mean to tell you, she wants him to flat plant one on her.
"Take off your shoesies, dear, and loosen up your tie."
Yeah, do you notice that she never does call him by his right name? She don't know him. She don't. They ain't even shook hands yet.
"I've got some kisses here. Let's try one on for size. I'll turn the lights low while
yeah,
you
Yeah, hold it right there, everybody. Hold it right there. Now, right here's his chance. He can either, while she's up cutting that light down, he can tip on out. Or He can do the real all-American Semper Paratus type of thing. And I'd do it if I was him. I'd put me a whole nother batch of records on that machine. I'd cut that light down one more notch. I'd kick off my two-tone perforated shoes. I'd get me an armful of that sweet thing, and we'd both
make ourselves comfortable, baby.
Ah, this meeting brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun.
Thais! Dubarry! Gabo! Rolled into one. Oh,
Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When our muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. For two bits she will do a mazurka in jazz with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Here is Grover Whalen unveiling the Trilon. Over on the West Coast we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of the ball. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia. La, la.
From the 1939 movie At the Circus, Groucho Marx and Lydia, the Tattooed Lady. And we also heard from Andy Griffith from 1955, Make Yourself Comfortable. His lady singer was Jean Wilson. My friends, be sure to check out the show website. It's oldtimesradio.com. You can go there and see our list of affiliates, all those great stations that bring you this program, and a link to their site. You can also see the show schedule and, of course, the wildly popular Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand on your desktop or mobile device. Be sure to follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Love to hear from you. Just drop me a line, let me know you're listening, or maybe you have a question, a song request, or a theme idea. Love to hear from you. Once again, it's Craig at oldtimesradio.com. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. Stay right there. More comedy records are coming up after the break, and more of the hits from this weekend in 1954 on Seems Like Old Times.